Well, good morning, church. Okay, I've got a sermon warning. This one's got way too much stuff in it. And we'll talk about it more another time, but this is just sort of the basic of what I have to say today and what I was thinking about when I wrote this. Stop, look, and listen. I am sure that you, at some point in your life, have heard those three words. If you took driver's ed, then the teacher was always, stop, look, and listen. They pounded that into your head, at least they did mine. And if not that, maybe you were on safety patrol, where they trained you at bus duty. Stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street, watch out for danger. Well, sometimes we forget to stop, we forget to look, and we forget to listen. So this quip doesn't really hold out for all of what's happening in today's readings, but it teases out at least part of the message that we need to hear today. People often ask why we don't have enough information about Jesus as a child. Today we have all the information that we need about his childhood and his growing up. We have his birth, his entrance into humanity, his teaching, his time in the temple listening and asking questions and answering them, and being identified by the Magi as being the Messiah. Birth, identity, humanity, all of this, and he begins his ministry. It doesn't matter whether he likes SpaghettiOs or not. So we have two scriptures to choose from today. One is the one that we read in Luke about the wise men and their travelers to see Jesus and the encounter with Herod, who pretends to be truly interested in this child when indeed he is only interested in himself. He wants to protect his power and his position, and he's afraid that this king has been born to take over his throne. The second option reading for today is from Matthew, and it's the telling of Mary and Joseph taking Jesus to the temple to receive his holy name. This is similar. This is where the churches, a lot of the Protestant churches, get the tradition of christening the child. So Mary and Joseph are on their way home, a whole bunch of them going together, and all of a sudden they realize that Jesus isn't there. That's one of my nightmares as a parent, to forget about my child, and it's not a good thing. But in this case, Jesus is not upset. His mother is upset. But Jesus expected and thought that his mother would know, his father would know where to find him. In the temple, listening, teaching, ministry. So then we have the reading for Epiphany, which is about the actual visit of the wise men. And I want to take these three stories and kind of put them together in a way that helps us stop, look, and listen to what it is God is calling us to do. Matthew is the only gospel that actually talks about the wise men coming. Luke has his emphasis on the shepherd, and Mark and John are silent on this event. In both readings in Matthew, we are told of times when stop, look, and listen are integral parts to the message, not only to the historical principal characters, but also to us as principal characters in a world that relies on deceit and acting without thinking in order to survive, to protect themselves from the fear of losing whatever it is they think they have. So in Luke, The whole image of Jesus in the temple with these learned scholars is just almost, it's really difficult for me to fully comprehend. But it's evidence to me also of how important we realize who Jesus was and how important it is that Jesus knew who he was. That's another thing people ask. Do you think Jesus knew he was the Messiah when he was a child? How could he not know? How could he not know? So this is a lot of stuff I'm throwing out here. And there's different things that in these readings that proclaim the divinity of Jesus. And so I had trouble picking just one of these scriptures to talk about today. Because when I read each one of them, I was thinking, kept thinking about the other two. And they all just sort of came together. So as my solution was to kind of include all three in this time, which is where I get to thinking that maybe you bit off more than you can chew, and maybe there might be another sermon in this. But that's where I was. I couldn't take just one separately. So as I say, my solution was to consider all three. And in that solution, my hope was that we would gain a bigger picture of these stories working together in ways that give us insight for our Christian journey. Our Christian journey. What are the things in these readings that touch you? And the beauty of having four different gospels is that we have a multidimensional insight into who Jesus was. An innocent babe, a called and learned child, ready to go out and be teacher, rabbi. So stop. The wise men stopped what they were doing to travel a long distance to see Jesus. They looked. They looked for the way, and in their quest, they followed a star. Listen. They listened to warnings to travel another way home. What is it that you need to do, to think about, to stop? How do you stop in your life? How do you listen in your life? How do you see in your life? We have to stop. We have to see. And we have to listen. In the Luke reading, we hear the echo of Mary's words from the birth narrative. Luke 2:19 says, Mary treasured these things in her heart. And in our reading today, it says, his mother treasured all these things in her heart. That's one of the most powerful statements in all of this that touches me. The continuity of Mary. Mary knowing and taking into her heart. Mary stopping and learning and listening and seeing who this child was and what it was she had to do. So what do we have to stop? What do we have to see? What do we have to listen? What do you treasure in your heart? Coming up in sometime in February, something amazing is going to happen, and that is that we're going to have a group of Buddhist monks walk through Richmond on their journey to Washington. They've set a 2,300-mile walk for peace. 2,300 miles. And they have their dog, of course. And their pilgrimage starts in Fort Worth to Washington. And it's a contingent of monks with their dog, Aloka. Why I'm saying this, why I'm adding this on to the end here, is I had to, this came up on my news feed, I had to stop and I had to look and I had to listen. What does this mean? Buddhist monks having the guts and the fortitude to walk across the country to Washington. I'm hoping that we'll have knowledge of when they're going to pass through Richmond, and I'm hoping that I can be there and see them, whether it's just to see them walk by or to meet them. Because you see, peace and all of that, all the things that we're talking about that we have to stop for, we have to listen to, we have to see, are in embraced, if you will, in the fact that peace isn't just for me. God's peace isn't just for you. God's peace is for everyone. We have a lot that we have to pay attention to in our lives right now. And I hope that maybe today we just will take that time out. Just take that time out to stop, to listen and to see, and to examine what it is that we treasure in our hearts. Amen.